You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul, hosted by your very own Big Joe. He'll put you in the know. No, 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 of your mind, body, and soul.
Time to let go, let go of all our worries and our trouble. Come on, let's leave our worries on the dance floor. I got my new shoes on and I'm good to go, and I'm good to go. But pump up the volume on the radio. I wanna let it loose and get my groove on and get into the mood.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul. Hosted by your very own Big Joe. He'll put you in the know. No, 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 no. Of your mind, body, and soul.
We are back with more Mind, Body, and Soul Radio with Big Joe on We Talk Radio Network.
Time wasn't on my side this time when you said you couldn't be mine. Why did I put it all on the line? This time you were so young and so unsure. Love.
what he was making you feel. So lost and alone, you wasn't happy at all. He kept you guessing, doubting your value, your worth. Didn't put you first.
Oh, had such a beautiful, beautiful.
Chose, and that's the end of this conversation. you're not your little girl anymore.
I can't apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desires. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known that I'm paying my own bills. I'm making my decisions. I do just what I feel, trusting my inhibitions. I'm grown now. I gotta do what I gotta do as a woman. Please know you've shown me how.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm cool. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's gonna work out between.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me, you know.
Baby, wait. Baby.
Every now and then, the night falls, and I lay in bed like I did as a kid, hoping and praying and hoping and praying that my mama would call. Cause sometimes I still lose my way, and I cry for you like I used to. Please forgive me, mama, for my grown-up days. Sometimes I need to hear you say, I ain't gonna tell you wrong.
love you, yeah, baby. We could do something out the ordinary, like catch a man in me, baby, baby.
While my heart's dark from touch deprivation. closer, girl, so I can hold you tight. Whatever you do, don't go.
Cuffin' hate, still around. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man. If you wanna know who I am, who the fuck is you, nigga? Mind your business, cause I'm the man.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul, hosted by your very own Big Joe. He'll put you in the know. No, 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 of your mind, body, and soul.
We are back with more Mind, Body, and Soul Radio with Big Joe on We Talk Radio Network.
Much going on in the world. So many divided.
We're better than this. Let's come together. We're better than this. Let's come together. There comes the time to bury the past. Magic happens when together we fall. Come walk with me. Take me right to a better place. Because with love, we're better than this. Let's come together. We're better than this. Let's come together.
miss our fellowship. Let's come to, come to, come together. Oh, oh, oh. Come together. We're better than this.
things are, no, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chains. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved.
Happy to be speaking with you on this evening. Thank you, ladies, for an awesome topic built for this, because, you know, we are built for what we're doing for the Lord's work. And this week is a back-to-school week for us, for my family. Today we had Meet the Teacher. The kids are almost ready, and I guess I am too. So I am just thankful for this opportunity again. And I just wanted to dive right into the topic. The topic of the show is built for this. And so I am, of course, keeping in line with the show topic. And my topic is, yes, you were built for this. You were made for this. And so there is a quote that is often misquoted that Joan of Arc said. I'm not sure if you all are familiar with the Crusader Joan of Arc, but Joan of Arc, there's this quote that circulates the internet here and there that says, I am not afraid, I was born to do this. Now the actual quote is, I do not fear men at arms, my way has been made plain before me. If there be men at arms, my Lord God will make a way for me to go to my Lord Dauphin, for that am I come. Now we know that Joan of Arc was, like I said, a crusader, and there were things surrounding the Crusades that were kind of violent. But here we are not talking about the Crusades, but we are talking about our lives, our mission, and what we were born to do. You know, over the past few weeks, you know, some of you all know, either from my blog on rearingroyalty.com or from speaking about it on Brand New Day Emily, that I've gone through a work transition. I'm no longer working at a company or the school that I was working at. I'm doing my own thing, or at least I'm trying to navigate this this vision that God has given me with Rearing Royalty, and any other opportunity that looks promising, I'm trying to do that at home. And it has been quite interesting, full of ups and downs. And ironically, I've been using the word ironically a lot lately, but I think God has given visions, plenty of visions, for me and for those who are in transitionary stages to do what He has called us to do. And yesterday I went to a Heritage Giving Fund Circle. That's a group that I'm part of, I'm a founding member of. And it, and there were lots of women who were in this transitionary phase. They were working for companies or working in a school or working wherever, and they were in a stage where they were working at home or trying to become more independent or be business owners. And I'm assuming these were all based on visions or dreams that God had given them as well. But being that visionary, or listening to God, and having those visions and acting upon them, takes a great deal of trust. And I know that this is a parenting segment, but I think many times as parents, sometimes we want to also make sure that our work and our home situation is right. And sometimes God gives us visions to, okay, well, we're going to work from home until the kids grow up or until the kids reach a certain age, because God has given us these children to care for, but we also know that somebody in the house has to work and take care of everyone as well. So over the past few weeks, I've been given an opportunity to possibly get a paid job and work it at home. But, you know, my trust, that's what I've been working on, building that trust. And I think that understanding that you were built to do what God has given you a vision for has so much to do with what we've talked about over the last, over last weekend, with that trust factor, making sure that you trust God and that you trust Him to lead you everywhere. And that, my friends, that sometimes can be difficult. It can be challenging. I mean, because we love the Lord, we trust the Lord, but sometimes our humanness, the human nature, the human side of us, we can get so caught up into the pitfalls or the ups and the downs that comes with this trust factor that we forget that we were born to do this, that God gave this vision to us because He put it in us to carry it out. And so, family, I thank you for this opportunity, because this also is a vision from God to be able to speak to you all in this way. And I thank Sister Emily for allowing me to have this platform to speak to you, because we're walking this journey together. We're not by ourselves. And as a matter of fact, I just launched the Rearing Royalty Parenting Spotlight series to remind us we are not on this journey by ourselves. And even though all the chaos is happening around us, God has put in us something amazing that we were built to do, to carry out his word. And so I want to leave you with this. I want to leave you with a scripture from Ephesians 3:16-20. And Paul says here, I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. There's that word trust. Trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now, you all know this part probably. Now, all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. And I'm going to add verse 21 in here. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. So family, as you go about this week, don't forget that you were made for this. God has equipped you. You are strong in him. Do not forget it. Trust him in all things. And be praying for me. Pray for me too, because Lord knows I need it. This journey is not easy all the time, but God built us for it. And I'm so grateful. So thank you. I pray you all have an awesome week. God bless. And you have a great evening, Sister Emily.
been broken in two pieces, maybe more. Hey. And tonight I made my bed right on the floor. Woo! The enemy really tried to take me out. Yeah. He knew which is that shall knock me down.
Hey, come on.
I took standing after all I've been through.
Yeah.
I survived it all and it's because of you.
Somebody lift your worship all over this room.
In your power, you're the God of miracles.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul, hosted by your very own Big Joe. He'll put you in the know. No, 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 of your mind, body, and soul.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.